Are we really going to do this again? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by ZipRecruiter. Just when everything was going so well, I turn on the news and I hear this.
In an address to the Russian people, Vladimir Putin claimed he's developed a new arsenal of weapons that the U.S. cannot counter.
And what kind of weapons would those be?
These include a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a hypersonic missile that can strike anywhere, and a nuclear-powered underwater drone.
Great. So now we have to upgrade our own arsenal with an even sneakier missile, and suddenly, we're back to the Cold War. I've been trying to look at the upside of all this. Cold Wars do help employ all those people who were told to get STEM degrees, and our military parade will now be twice as big, and supposedly, having a common enemy brings a nation together. Except, that sure didn't happen during the last Cold War. We still battled over civil rights, Vietnam, women's liberation, men's haircuts, which brings us to the considerable downside of a Cold War. Like, for example, a Russian general presses the wrong button and instead of posting a phony Facebook article, launches the invincible hypersonic missile. Now, I understand all leaders need to prove their manhood. I was just hoping that by now they'd find a less dangerous way to do it. Why can't they just launch hypersonic steel tariffs at each other? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.